A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Countdown to Super Tuesday, 7 days on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 38 degrees.
Got big backups and a crash northbound I-15. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Newly released body cam footage from Salt Lake City Police shows an intense scene where an officer is shot and a woman is found dead inside an apartment. This incident happened earlier this month, and KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
It's February 10th, about 3:30 in the morning. It's dark and police are called to an apartment at 125 South 300 East. They aren't exactly sure what's going on inside the apartment, but believe it's a domestic dispute. An officer sees a man and woman through the window. The man has a gun and officers jump into action, kicking out a window.
Wait, drop it or I will shoot you right now. Let me see your hands.
There's an explosion of gunfire. And an officer is knocked backwards after being hit in the leg.
I'm hit in my leg.
Officers then find a woman dead inside the apartment.
We need to stage medical. We have the female down.
The suspect, Michael Tyson Nance, was later taken into custody. He was also shot in the exchange. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
There was also an officer involved shooting this morning in West Point. Davis County sheriffs say no one was hurt, and they're investigating the incident. KSL News Time 401. A new website is launching for brand new moms. Todd Fuchs has more.
Jeff, the Utah Department of Health's new website helps moms with postpartum mood issues like depression and anxiety, and it also helps them find specialists.
Doctors don't always know where to send people, and families don't always know where to find help. So you can hop on this website and type in. You can search by three different things: location, insurance type, and provider type.
That's maternal mental health specialist Brooke Dorf, who also says the website maternalmentalhealth.utah.gov also helps women in rural communities who don't have access to care. The coronavirus could cancel the Summer Olympics if the outbreak gets too bad. Here's how it's affecting some American athletes so far.
Team USA women's 3-on-3 basketball player Stephanie Dolson says the league she plays in China has been suspended indefinitely because of coronavirus.
We don't know really what's going on. We haven't been told a lot.
She came back to the U.S. in January.
I got checked and everything. I'm good.
She'll be in a tournament next month in India. Cyrus Lingle of USA Karate says she continues to compete internationally.
When we were coming back from France, a lot of people had like face masks on.
As of now, U.S. athletes aren't being barred from traveling or competing in international qualifying tournaments. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
The fate of the Tokyo Olympics will be decided in the next 3 months, and investors would like to be put in a bubble. Wall Street so worried about the coronavirus that markets tanked for a second day in a row. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk. How bad did it get today, Maria?
Well, Todd, those fears translate into a plunge on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow had lost 879 points for a two-day loss of over 1,900 points. Chief Market Strategist Art Hogan with National Securities says, don't panic.
Some of that economic damage will be temporary, meaning we'll have a pickup in some of that activity in the second quarter and the second half, and some of it will be permanent. The airline flights won't fly again in the months of January and February.
Today's sell-off was accelerated by a warning from the CDC that Americans should brace for the likelihood that the coronavirus will spread to the U.S.
We are putting out concerns to work preparing. And now is the time for businesses, hospitals, communities, schools, and everyday people to begin preparing as well.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says more than 2,500 people have died from the virus worldwide, but no deaths have occurred here in the U.S. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are critical of the Trump administration's response to COVID-19.
We should have an emergency preparedness. Not that we have an emergency in America. We have to prepare to make sure we don't. And that's what we're not doing.
Senator Joe Manchin says the U.S. needs to be prepared for the worst case scenario. scenario. And we have just learned seconds ago that Italy is reporting a 45% one-day increase in the people infected with the coronavirus. Today, they report 11 deaths and 322 confirmed cases. That's 100 more cases than yesterday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. Democratic presidential candidates are talking about what they do about a coronavirus epidemic.
Countdown to Super Tuesday.
And Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Todd, a few candidates have specific plans to address infectious disease outbreaks. Elizabeth Warren wants to fully fund agencies that work to prevent and manage them. She would also invest in developing vaccines. Amy Klobuchar would work to boost local health infrastructure in at-risk countries. She also wants to boost early warning systems and deploy medical personnel to respond. Joe Biden doesn't have a specific plan, but says Congress should give him, if president, authority to declare an infectious disease a disaster. And Mike Bloomberg says he'd make sure the CDC is fully funded. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
High on the Hill 2020.
Changes to a hot potato topic. The inland port were put in front of the Hill today. And KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas live from the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Dan.
And Todd, a bill that makes changes in the way Salt Lake City's inland port is governed passed a legislative committee this morning. It gives the city a 25% share of the property tax revenue and encourages but doesn't require spending on reducing the port's environmental impact. Dita Seed, who's been a vocal opponent of the project, told the committee that's just not enough.
There are no clean green ports anywhere in the world. It's never been done. And we're highly skeptical that we can do it here, given the vagueness of the language about sustainability.
Salt Lake City's new mayor, Aaron Mendenhall, told the committee it's investors in the port and not government who are pushing environmental changes, and she supports the bill. Live, I'm Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 4:06.